Hi, we are here to discuss some of the work that is done at the LLC office. I am Ruth DeLacy, and I'm here with Arvind Piernis, the Executive Director. And we're going to talk about the LLC operating plan. So Arvind, what is the operating plan?
That's a good question. It's a document that gets referred to. It gets presented by congregation delegates ahead of the annual meeting. It gets discussed there and approved there. What this plan does is it outlines the various work areas of the LLC. Whether it's in the work of our publication efforts, our mission work, pastoral, global mission work, Christian education, and even our operations from facilities and finance, as well as gives information about our arm's length companion committees, such as the humanitarian aid and the Opistel scholarship. So it gives the instruction and guiding principles for what work the believers have asked us to do on their behalf.
So is an operating plan just standard practice for all organizations, you know, corporations, businesses, or is it because we're a nonprofit?
No, some level of plan is there, whether you're a nonprofit organization, whether you're a mom and pop shop, or whatever the type of entity you are. When you have people, different types of people coming to do different types of work to serve a customer or a stakeholder, mm-hmm. It's important that all those people are able to see the plan that you've agreed to and committed to do the work, as well as what kind of budget expectations you are to do the work under.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So now at the office, we hear about the operating plan a lot in the first part of the year. How does it come to be?
So it's an interesting thing because already in the fall of the year, we start pondering the operating plan for 2 years down the road.
Oh, wow.
So, for example, in the fall of 2025, we start the early work of planning the operating plan for 2027.
Okay.
And that comes as a result of preparing our budgets. And there's a lot of stakeholders that are at play in that. All the camp boards come together to prepare their budget. They're looking at what kind of capital needs they might need for their particular projects they would like to do at their camp centers. We're able to be looking at, okay, what kind of impact food prices have, travel prices, all these kind of things. And then it gets that back and forth happens, and we have to get to a place where we arrive at a balanced budget to present to the LLC board, and along with the different work ideas that have come through all the different committee discussions ahead of putting together the final plan.
Mm-hmm. I know you've touched on it a little bit already, but why do we have one?
Why do we have one? It's a really important question, because without a plan, we're left to wonder what to do. The LLC isn't that kind of an organization that tells people or tells our members, this is what we're going to do for you. Be happy and thankful for what we're doing, what we decided to do for you. No, we present a plan. It goes to the delegates at an annual meeting for their input and consideration. And we wait for all the opportunities at the annual meeting for delegates and congregations to provide their thoughts on the plan, as well as even after that, the delegates meeting after the annual meeting for congregations to provide opportunity to provide suggestions or input into this operating plan. So it's us affirming and being told by the member congregations, this is what we would like you to work on for us this year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so each operating plan has a theme. How is that theme decided?
You know, that's an activity that happens usually in the fall when we start thinking about budgets and we're thinking about the work that's ahead of us in the years to come. And one of the exercises that we do in the fall of the year for the following year plan is an evaluation of our changing and expanding needs. And from those discussions, often some thought seems to keep coming to the top. For example, when we were working in the fall of 2024, considering this current year 2026 operating plan, we've marveled at the sheer amount of volunteerism that's required to do this work. And it can only be done with this kind of a heart, that when we do this work in the service of God's kingdom and our brothers and sisters in faith, it is as unto God. And this also goes beyond just the direct work of our church, but it's also when we consider our everyday life. It's a life of being mindful and thankful of what God has provided for us to do in this time. And it's all done in demonstration of our fruits of faith and in thankfulness to what God has provided for us to do in this time, in this day.
How can people access the operating plan? Because we don't print off the booklets anymore and have them available in the congregations like we used to.
So there's a number of booklets that get printed and brought to the annual meeting. And then congregations can see and experience the operating plan when their delegates present it to the congregation. There's usually been a video presentation of the operating plan sent to congregations, so people can inquire in their congregations where that video is. And also on the LLC website, under the About Us section, there's a link to the LLC operating plan for the current year there.
Okay. That's interesting. Thank you.
It's an important question because we don't make this plan to just have it sit on the shelf. Mm-hmm. It's not a busy work exercise. It is exactly, as I mentioned before, an exercise for us to ensure that we are doing that which the believers have asked us to do.
Right. I have one more question. You've mentioned delegates several times now. What is a delegate? How are delegates decided? And what role do they play? Because I think that's important.
I think it is. The delegate is an individual from our member congregations and selected by our member congregations to come and represent that congregation at the annual meeting.
And that's usually decided at the congregation annual meeting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's decided at a congregational annual meeting, or at least at some meeting in a congregation, most commonly at the annual meeting, who their congregation delegates are for that year. And then there's some congregations, because of size, they have up to 3 delegates, and some will have 1.
Okay, so that's decided on numbers of congregants.
Members.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
It's a range of 1 to 3. So the maximum number is 3, a minimum number of 1.
Okay.
And it is important for those delegates. They often participate in congregation board meetings. They're there to present the proposed operating plan to the congregation, be active and participate in the annual meeting, and then go and share the essence of the annual meeting and the input that was heard and the discussions that were had there at the annual meeting with their congregation.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a important responsibility of service in this work of their home congregation and service to their central organization.
Mm-hmm. One thing I found really interesting when I started working at the LLC office 5 years ago, which I may have been told, but it didn't sink in, or I don't totally understand until I saw it in action. That at an LLC annual meeting that happens during summer services, the delegates are there, and any voting that happens, it is only the delegates that vote.
Correct.
Where there's a lot of people in the audience, whether they're LLC staff, ministers, board members, you know, or any interested party, mm-hmm. can attend the annual meeting,
yeah.
but only the votes of the delegates are counted.
Yeah, it is an official meeting of a nonprofit organization, and there's rules in our bylaw and constitution that govern the procedures of that meeting. And in there's even rules as to who is a delegate and how a delegate is selected, and congregations do that. Our annual meetings are open annual meetings. They're not a closed annual meeting, but for the business items of the meeting, it is restricted to the delegates as have been selected and asked to serve by our member congregations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really important when thinking of the work that's done at the LLC office and what is approved and what isn't approved. Mm-hmm. It was done so by the delegates.
It gives me a lot of freedom and ease in the work. It's not me trying to go and say, hear one particular individual say we should be doing this, or, you know, without this kind of an operating plan, how would we know if it's a request of a particular individual? Is it a request of a congregation? Is it a request of many congregations?
Right.
And so that is why we work to be faithful to the plan that's been approved by our member congregations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I have found this really interesting, Arvind. Thank you for visiting today.
Absolutely. It's always fun to talk about the work that's been entrusted for us to do.
Yes, it is.
Thank you, Ruth.
Thank you.